news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from New Zealand, we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann lives in Dunedin and is a preacher and spiritual director. Her preaching today is entitled, Recognize the Time You Are In.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When Jesus had come in sight of the city of Jerusalem, he wept over it, saying, "If only today you knew the ways of peace. But now your eyes are held from seeing. Yet days will come upon you when your enemies will surround you. They will hem you in on all sides and shut you out. And they will dash you to the ground and your children with you and leave not a stone upon a stone, for you did not recognize the time and the visitation of your God." And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. When we prayed with this gospel in our community, there was a deep sharing about how today we are rather similar to the people in the day of Jesus. Yes, they failed to recognize the time and the place of God's visitation. And what about us? In the time of Jesus, the temple shone and glittered and was the heart of all that was serious about Judaism. Yet, even with the whole of Judaism symbolized in the temple, the people did not understand. They betrayed the spirit of their ancestors and missed opportunities of grace. In today's gospel, we see Jesus, who has just been accompanied into Jerusalem, amidst crowds of people acclaiming him with shouts of joy to be a blessed king. Now, do we notice how the mood has changed? Jesus is weeping over Jerusalem. He is in no doubt about the future and prophesies that not a stone will be left upon a stone. And why? Because the people will not recognize the time of God's visitation. They do not know what is needed for their peace. How much of this lament of Jesus is meant for us today? God is weeping over the world, and what are we doing to alleviate this weeping? Do we notice the temple of creation in our midst being gradually destroyed? And what about the temple of our bodies? As we age and grow frail, do we recognize the visitation of God? Even as the temples of our bodies break down, do we experience grace being given in new ways? Jesus has told us the kingdom is within us. It seems to me that God is bringing us to our knees as we hear the stories of human temples that have been destroyed through abuse. If only you understood the message of peace. No wonder we are being hemmed in on every side as we struggle to get to the truth that will set us free. Not one stone will be left upon another until God's visitation in our midst is both recognized and received. Today, as we honor the feast of Mary, Mother of Jesus, being presented in the temple, do we notice how Mary's parents attuned into God's presence, upholding the values of family life in their time and culture. These values will in turn enable Mary to recognize the moments when God will visit her and she will be full of grace. As we weep today over the broken values of family life, can we in our turn make sure we become more tuned in to the visitations of our God, which make for peace? Yes, God is longing to bring peace to us. So let us keep our hearts open and listening for the Spirit's visitation. And let us indeed weep for the missed opportunities when the gift of God's grace was waiting to be received and enjoyed, yet sadly not recognized. However, even when things do seem to be at their worst, we know that God's visitation is at hand as a promise of hope. So let us trust this promise. Have a good day.
Oh.